Good morning. These are the Barah Ministries announcements for May 6, 2018. Mark your calendars. Next week, we'll celebrate the Lord's Supper, always one of my favorite lessons. A little half of Bible study and half of looking back to the cross and seeing exactly what the Lord did for us at the cross. Exciting. It's also Mother's Day, a day that we honor the women in our lives who have borne children. And so we'll have to do something special for that as well. Mark your calendars. The next deacons meeting is May 19th, 7:30 to 9. And I'd appreciate if we could get that on the calendar. Mark your calendars. We're going to visit the vets June 24th, 2018. If you haven't done this, here's a chance to use your spiritual gift or at least to get some practice to find out what your spiritual gift is. Have you ever done the vets, Brian? Okay, so would you write that in your calendar, please? Because we would love to see you over there. Walking around and sitting, listen to the vet stories. Can you do that? No, there's no try. There's only do or do not. Can you do that? Come on, dog. I'll give you a month and a half to change your mind. All right, mark your calendars. No face-to-face teaching, July 1st and 22nd. The 22nd is an addition, and then December 9th and 30th, but we'll have lessons posted for those dates. Deacons, please add July 22nd to the website event calendar. Mark your calendars. We'll have an evening service on August 5th because that'll be the Sunday that we're coming back from the Coeur d'Alene Conference. Non-resident congregation, thanks for coming home. We really appreciate it. I'd like to give some special thanks, first of all, to Pastor John Farley. What do you think of him? Huh? That boy can flat out teach, can't he? He's amazing, and he's a biblical scholar. Anytime I need to test my ideas on biblical truth against anyone, I always check with him because I know he knows it inside and out. Also, thanks for his son, Jack. Yeah? What a terrific 17-year-old, 17 going on 25. He's a very sharp young man, somebody you'd be proud to be in the presence of all the time. And then thanks to Denise Jones for the food. Brother didn't get enough of that peach cobbler, but that's all right. But that food was terrific, wasn't it? So, Denise, thank you for always supporting the congregation and supporting your pastor. So, just special thanks to everybody who came. It was great to... that was a wet one. It was great. I think these flowers are getting to me a little bit. Oh, they're dead. Yeah, I forget. Calm down. I know they're plastic. I've been looking at them for 18 weeks. Or they don't die. They don't move. I know they're plastic. It was just a joke. I was sneezing. I think it's pollen season around here. So my eyes have been redder than usual, and my nose has been stuffier than usual. But anyway, I just want to thank John and Monica Miller for coming down. I love them. And, I'm going to tell you some stories when we get to the actual lesson, but being around John and Monica is just the greatest experience in the world because it's just being around people who are authentic. And it was great to see Tracy and to meet her mom, and we had a great conversation about Rebound. And just really nice to be talking to people who are actually receptive to being taught as opposed to people who want to argue about their point of view. So that was really terrific, too. Helen, yeah, your mom is Helen, correct? Yeah, so she came from, does she live in Kansas? But 50 years married, that's amazing. And hearing her stories about what it's like to be married for 50 years is just terrific. And she's just very candid and very real, and the kind of person that I love being around. So thanks to all for coming. I know I'm forgetting somebody. Who am I forgetting? Anybody? Well, if I'm forgetting anybody. But anyway, the message to you who are in the non-resident congregation is that this gathering, this homecoming, is not optional, really. And you need to start treating it in your mind as something that is not optional, but that is something to do because the weekend, spending the weekend and getting these lessons and then being around each other is an amazing thing. And it's just something that you just need to experience, because God has always intended that we would experience the resurrection life here on earth and not just in heaven. And that's these gatherings are as close to that as it comes. So next year's homecoming date is April 26, 27, 28, 2019. So you can start praying to God that he provides you the resources. Book it on your calendar. You know, I've always just put things on the calendar and started saving up for them. And if you get the tickets right now, they're probably $200. So no matter where you're coming from. So please take care of that. The 8th annual Coeur d'Alene Bible Conference in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho will be August 3rd and 4th. So that's coming upon us quickly. There's another opportunity for us to all get together. It'll be at the Jacqueline Arts Center at 405 North William Street in Post Falls, Idaho. And what we do is we fly into Spokane, and then Coeur d'Alene is about a 30, 40-minute drive from Spokane. Easy peasy drive, straight freeway. And always a good time. We have the lesson on Friday night, then we have the Ask the Pastor and the picnic on Saturday, and it's always a fun time. And then I go up there a few days early. I get in on Tuesday, and I play golf Wednesday, Thursday, and this year I'm going to play Friday. I'm going to get my lesson done before I go up there and play golf for 3 days and have some fun. There'll be a prayer meeting today right after the lesson, and from now on after the lesson for about 15 minutes. So you're more than welcome to attend, and I hope you do. We are in the Fiesta Square Center, and the elevator is out of service until Monday, much to June's dismay. She actually had to get some quadricep work in this morning. She's walking up the stairs. I'm sorry about that, June. We don't mean to make you exercise, but you know, it's good for your heart, girl. It's good for your heart. And then what'd you say? Yeah, that's right. It's good for the diaphragm. It helps you come from the diaphragm. And then a new home for Barah Ministries targeting January 2021. And we're really looking forward to that. One of the things I'm really enjoying is watching the evolution of Barah Ministries into a ministry that where people actually interact with each other. Kind of getting off our butts now. And it's really enjoyable to watch that. And so it'll be great to have this core of people going into that building, into that facility, and taking ministries into that facility that are attractive to the Gilbert, Mesa, and Chandler communities. So we're looking forward to it. Those are the announcements for May 6th, the day after Cinco de Mayo, 2018.